This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And that old phrase, how hot is it? People don't actually want to know how hot it is. They're just dealing with it and living in it. Have you felt that way in the past couple of weeks? Join the club. Boy, I got a lot of emails about it. We're going to hit the mailbag in our third segment. Plus, coming up, UBI's ubiquitous bits of information. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. If you were in New York City, ooh, you picked a bad time to visit. If you live there, you just had to deal with not so much the heat, but flash floods. And it was kicked in and across southeastern New York, including New York City, lots of thunderstorms and torrential downpourings. And, boy, you know, when you get that rain that hovers around, and then you've got terrible drainage in creeks and streams or even rivers, then that's where that flooding really breaks out. And there was apparently a lot of that in the lower Hudson Valley. So roadways, it just within hours, were completely not passable. There were drivers that were just trapped inside their car because there was debris that spilled all over those communities. And so, of course, emergency responders do that thing where they're out clearing pieces of highway and just trying to make room for some of these cars to get through. Specifically, like, let's just take one area to give you an idea. And some of us have dealt with this at some point in our life, so you completely can relate to this, I think, what happened in these parts of New York. But West Point, more than 7.5 inches of rain in 6 hours. So that was what caused the chaos there. And in fact, we've heard a few areas that have dealt with this in the past really couple of years, but in that area, it's a 1 in 1,000 year rainfall event, meaning it was so intense that the chances of it happening in any given year is less than a percent. But it doesn't help people who are in the middle of dealing with that. Oh, thank goodness, it's 1 in 1,000, but I'm in the middle of the 1 in 1,000. So, you know, there's a place, a really neat historic town, Cornwall, no travel advisory because multiple roads flooded out. People were those people that I mentioned that had to be rescued from stranded cars and mudslides, debris. I mean, you kind of get what I'm saying here. Rockland County is a big area in New York State. Same thing, roads just perilous, washed out, completely gone. The Palisades closed from exit 14 to a long mountain traffic circle, which might not mean anything to you, but you can relate to, if you've had to go through it, that tons of flooding. And of course, states of emergency declared, even in Vermont, Governor Phil Scott on Sunday declared a state of emergency because they know the storms are there and the potential flooding and the water rescues and everything that goes along with that. And while it was once again about how hot is it, it wasn't that situation in those that had to deal with the crazy, crazy flooding and figure out ways to alert somebody and get rescued from cars. And there was a lot of that going on. So it wasn't just a little bit. It was a lot. The brutal heat is gripping so many in the Southwest. I mean, I just look at a map. I'm almost tired of looking at a map and just seeing this circular, on fire, red, deep color. But I'll give you an idea. So you look at San Francisco. It just says dangerous heat down through El Paso. You look in the Chicago area, hot, humid, dangerous heat. Almost everywhere in the Southwest, that's what the case is. Phoenix, 110 degree or higher. And that's been that way since June 30th. And they're hitting records right and left. Same thing for our friends in Tucson dealing with extreme heat. Yes, it gets hot, but we're talking about really, really hot. The kind of heat wave where you still face these crazy elevated temperatures during the overnight hours compared to what you would typically get. Like, oh, just wait, it'll cool down a little bit at night. No, it is not cooling down. Right, so we know in July, desert Southwest cities get hot. But with the added increase in the temperatures, like I said, plunging a little bit at night is not happening very much because it's that weird heat dome that's in place for parts of the Southwest, parts of the West. So it's that contains it in that area, and it doesn't seem to lift. Boy, there's like a theme here, right? I talk about the drenching storms and how that circles around and causes that flash flooding. And then we have the heat dome that just encapsulates the heat and keeps it trapped and makes it ridiculously hard to find any relief from the heat. So, of course, people are naturally talking about... When is fall? When do we get to fall? It's how many months away until we can start talking about that and then eventually complain about, in some places, how bloody cold it gets. All right, I mentioned that we have a mailbag coming up. And in between that, of course, we're going to go east to west and find out what is above the fold. So in other words, like the idea of the virtual newspaper, what are people talking about specifically in areas, and what is that common denominator besides the weather for most of us? And one of the common denominators, I think, for sure, which is wild, because even people that have no children or grown children or grandchildren who don't care or aren't fans, Taylor Swift. I find that almost everybody knows more about the Taylor Swift concerts, where she's going to appear next, how much money it's going to cost, how much money it'll pump into the economy, and how crazy insane her fans are for her. So much so, the Swifties, as they call them, just descend on these big and small cities across the United States. And her Eras Tour just had a very, very big stop in Kansas City. And it's kind of sparked this thing of, you don't know who's going to show up on stage. It could be anybody. There's different celebrities, whether they're from the world of music or from the world of entertainment or whatever it is. But this is the act, the moment, the whatever for Taylor Swift that more people, I think, know her name than probably can name even one or two even of her songs, except for the crazy, insane fans. A lot of them young girls, but not only young girls. There are all kinds of people that are coming out for it, and they're talking about how much is it costing and what does it mean to go to a Taylor Swift concert, and how early do you have to arrive? How early do you have to get there? Because the Swifties are out in full force. All right, coming up, east to west next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Instead of the reverse, sometimes we go from the left coast to the east, but you get it. It's what's above the fold virtually. So if we start in Washington, D.C., what is being talked about? A lot of politics in the above the fold section. Social media injunction unraveling and the plans to protect the 2024 elections. Talking about tech companies and the government spending years expanding efforts to get out of the whole election interference deal after the 2016 vote. And I guess the ruling does a little bit of that for sure. So you think of the Russian interference on Facebook, the pendulum swinging in another direction. You think of tech companies that have gutted staffs and researchers, pulling back from disinformation and all that kind of stuff. A lot of things are on pause. So voting in the 2024 primaries, and this is what they're talking about in the Post, just months away. So the tech companies are facing these new threats in artificial intelligence, giving, let's call them bad actors, new tools to create what? Fake videos, photos, and ads, which swing on both sides, meaning Democratic side or even the, and of course the Republican side. So this is the changing landscape in social media, and this is what so much of this conversation is about. So you have a judge blocking U.S. officials from tech contacts in the First Amendment case, which was really, really big. What can you say on social media? You have Democrats warning tech companies that aren't doing enough to check the falsehoods on the platforms. And, you know, the back and forth goes, like I said, both ways, and accusations fly both ways. And we haven't heard the last of it. So they just kick open the argument a little bit deeper onto what goes on in 2024. Will it be different than what we're dealing with, what we have dealt with in the past. Let's put it that way. Then if we bounce down to New York, or bounce up, I guess you could say, if you were looking at a map, the thing that they're talking about in New York, for example, if you were to pick up the virtual post, they're talking about all kinds of things, including, and this made national news, Jamie Foxx, who's been missing in action. There is a shot of him waving from a boat in the first sighting that anyone's in the public has seen him since his hospitalization months ago. And I think I mentioned this on the air when I was at the Miami Open and took the show there. Jamie Foxx was sitting just below me, and he was so gracious to all these fans that were coming up and were taking selfies with him and distracting him from the tennis match until guards kind of finally pushed them away. And he waved to the crowd as he was leaving, and then it was a couple days later when he had announced that it was announced that he was in the hospital and he was dealing with something, and it wasn't ever clear what that was. So that was kind of a big deal, and that was above the fold in a lot of places, but it definitely hit in New York. And he was on a boat, not in New York though, he was in a boat in Chicago. All right, the other thing was the big story of a New York City scooter shooting suspect that went on a deadly rampage and was, of course, caught. And this story enraged people. It left a man dead and three other people injured, where this Thomas Abreu allegedly told detectives that he was driving around on the blue scooter and turned it into a death wagon, and he pulled a 9mm ghost gun on Saturday and started pumping rounds into pedestrians. He told cops he had the gun and claimed he was being pursued by the Russians and the Chinese, and when the cops nudged him to talk about the shootings, he kind of clammed up and asked for a lawyer. So he was bragging about what was happening, changed his tune, and unfortunately altered a lot of people's lives. And there's just clearly there's photos of him with a gun on a scooter pointing it just in the middle of traffic right there in Brooklyn and Queens. And of course, he's been charged with one count of murder, two counts of attempted murder, and three counts of criminal possession of a weapon for that bloody rampage. So we move from New York and the horrible scooter incident, and we slide over to Chicago. That seems to be kind of the mid-map place that we check in on a lot. And in Chicago, what they're talking about besides still dealing with just a week ago the horrible floods that they dealt with there, and always above the fold is what happened with the White Sox and the Cubs, no matter what else is going on, that always prevails. And then there is the college sports moment that has taken over the conversation in the city. And because they're talking about Northwestern and Pat Fitzgerald and his coaching future, and the Northwestern president saying he may have erred with a two-week suspension for the football coach, who's very, very popular. And now what they're coming back and saying is that maybe that was just a little bit too hasty. But it's on the heels of some of these details of hazing incidents that came out in Northwestern student newspaper. So immediately there was full bore panic as to what is going on here. And so many of those gritty details came out, and then that led to the conversation about Pat Fitzgerald, and, you know, it's always the coach, whatever happens with the players. So he's been the head coach of the Wildcats football team since 2006. He's a former linebacker and a really beloved coach. But some ex-Northwestern player said that the coach failed them and him by not stopping the hazing. So what will the punishment be? Like I said, the president is thinking maybe 2 weeks was too much, or was it enough, which is what some people are saying. He was suspended for 2 weeks, but the university president released a letter on the school's website saying, "I focused too much on what the report concluded. He didn't know and not enough on what he should have known." So that pendulum of a different sort, swinging maybe in a favorable direction for Pat Fitzgerald or not, because of some of what was released in this newspaper and players in what they were quoted as saying should have not happened for them. All right, so the other thing that is being discussed, like I said, was not only the heavy rain and the flash floods, but also the impact of a strike in the Chicago area and making it that much more difficult, meaning, you know, everything that's in the streets and blocking and swarming so many around so many people's homes is this impending strike of some of the workers there. And the thoughts of, wow, what's going to happen if we don't have people to pick up the trash? What's going to happen if our garbage people go on strike? And that's the point, right? You need somebody to clean up, not just when there's a catastrophic event, but from whatever the everyday scenarios are. All right, if we jump to the West Coast, in Los Angeles, they're talking about ground shifting. 12 homes had to be evacuated in Rolling Hills because cracks in the houses were visible on the outside, and some of the houses actually started to collapse. So there was police tape in around some of these homes in this Rolling Hills area. The other thing is the Californians whose scam PACs tricked Trump and Clinton supporters out of millions. There's a big story above the fold on the profits from the schemes being the highest on record in the small but growing world of, like I said, PACs, which operate in the U.S. with relative impunity, as they say in the Times. So that's Above the Fold. Coming up, your thoughts A to Z as we go to the mailbag.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A top NASA scientist says that the El Nino weather cycle contributes to the record temperatures in the U.S. this summer.
The combination of climate change and El Nino means we're seeing higher global temperatures.
Dr. Kate Calvin, chief NASA scientist and senior climate advisor on CBS Face the Nation, said that El Nino years are generally hotter than La Nina years. During an interview on CNN's GPS before heading to the NATO summit, President Biden emphasized that right now is not the right time for Ukraine's inclusion in NATO. He expressed concerns that such a move could potentially draw all NATO countries into Ukraine's conflict with Russia. The U.S. military says Reaper drones have killed a top ISIS leader hiding in Syria. The U.S. Central Command announced the drone strike in a statement Sunday. It noted Usama al-Mahajir was killed on Friday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of your emails. You can send me your thoughts. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. Let's jump right into this. This one is from Patrick, and Patrick says, what's going on with the North Koreans, Kate? It seems like every 3 months or so something bubbles up. I almost feel like Kim Jong-un decides, hey, I need some attention for something nutty that I'm doing that could be threatening to the world or at least the countries around me. And I just catch little snippets of things that they've set off that have to do with nukes or possibly reaching America or other territories. I love that. So let's go deeper into that. So North Korea, what you're talking about is they denounced on Monday what they called a move by the United States to introduce a nuclear missile sub to waters near the Korean Peninsula. That's the latest, not on the Korean side of shooting things off. But they made a splash. They also claimed that U.S. reconnaissance planes violated their airspace near the East Coast, saying that they had an unnamed spokesperson, because they didn't have a name, for their Ministry of National Defense, who said that it was shocking, and it had to do with a reconnaissance plane and shouldn't have happened. And, you know, the U.S. is trying to introduce strategic nuclear assets to the Korean Peninsula to go against the blackmail that North Korea and other countries constantly throw up to what, to your point of what you're saying about these actions that happen, the threats that seem to happen every either few months, or they bubble up in one incident after another. Because you have to remember, in the spring, the leaders of South Korea and the U.S. agreed to a U.S. Navy nuclear-armed ballistic missile that they don't want, that the North Koreans don't want, that will visit South Korea for the first time since the 80s. But there was no timetable that they came up with for that to happen, but that saying that it will happen. So you got a dangerous situation here, right? Is nuclear confrontation is the worst, of course, that nobody wants to see. And that's what North Korea is saying, is that the U.S. is helping to push that scenario forward. Uh-huh. But they started the whole thing, and they constantly mess around in that sandbox, definitely. This one is very good thing to bring up, though. This one is from Frank, who says, wow, the wall of water that hit New York, Kate, I don't know if you're aware of it, was so bad that at least one person died. I can't believe more people didn't die. My daughter lives in near one of the areas and sent some horrific pictures of what happened to chunks of highway and roads that were just flooded and closed down. So it was pretty nasty stuff. And I know that people deal with weather incidents in your listening audience all the time. But this was some of the worst flooding that I've seen, based on looking at video that other people had and also the things that she had sent me. Yeah, that heavy rain, that's what I said. When you have that many inches that fall in a short amount of time, that's what happens. And then it crushes, whether it's trees or power lines or roadways, it becomes life-threatening. And that's exactly what happened there, because the roads were just literally washing. They're just washing away, overflowing, and then flowing into properties. So what do they tell people? Just stay in a safe location until the rainfall is ended, and then assess the situation if you can get back into your home. And that's what happened to some people. They were kind of caught in the in-between, where they think, you know, you hear it's raining, you think, okay, fine, but I'm over here. I'm not in the middle of what they're talking about. I just listen to the meteorologist, and then something changes, and it circles around. It keeps coming down in massive amounts, and those torrential rains is the thing that really changes. It does. It changes the equation from what could be a pretty nasty storm into a magnified storm that can be off the charts that you haven't seen in a very, very long time. All right, so let's move on to this one from Max. And Max says, hey, Kate, did you see the story about Trump saying he could end the war in 24 hours? And we're talking about Ukraine-Russia deal. It has been so long. I think it's been something like 500 days almost with this war. And I can't imagine that he has some sort of a plan that can make Vladimir Putin decide that he is not going to continue to invade Ukraine, because I'm assuming that's what that means. Yeah, that's how the story goes. He said he could end the war, you got that right, in 24 hours. And what he said was that he has this relationship with a close relationship with the Russian president, Vladimir Putin. No details, though, were laid out as to how he would halt the war. It's very vague. And even President Zelensky commented and said that if Trump meant to end the war by forcing Ukraine to cede territory, that President Biden could have brought it to an end in 5 minutes. But he would never agree to that. He would never agree for that to happen. So he felt compelled to make a statement after that statement was out there, which also shows you that here's the thing with Trump, because he's leading on the Republican side, his words carry weight, where they're commenting on, where someone like Zelensky is commenting on what Trump has to say about ending the war. So Zelensky even said the sole desire to bring the war to an end is beautiful, but this desire should be based on some real life experience. So, it brings up the whole Ukraine thing, though, that how much more time is on the clock for this to continue, and how long does this drag out, and what ultimately is the end game, and the kind of support that Ukraine needs, how much are they getting from not just the U.S., but around the world, and is it enough to completely push back Putin? Where are we at with all of that? All right, let's stick with politics for a second, because this one's from Amy, and she says, "Ugh, Chris Christie is such a joke, Kate Delaney. I was in New Jersey when he was the governor of New Jersey, and he was kind of meh as far as the governorship was concerned, but I just cannot picture him as president. He's not polling well. So he's just another Republican that's in the pack. Maybe this email isn't even worth sending. But I heard what he had to say about Hunter Biden's plea deal and the fact that he went after the amount of time that was used to investigate him. And he said that he thought he was on Fox News Sunday, and he said that the investigation into Hunter Biden in Delaware is either a lie or incompetent. It is the one thing that I agree with that has come out of this man's mouth. And how about that, where he says it shouldn't have taken 5 years to get a two-count misdemeanor tax plea and to dismiss the gun charges? I heard him say that in his interview. He said, I saw that interview. He talked about that he made a comment that took like a swipe at Democrats, and he said Democrats are always complaining about all the time they're complaining about wanting more gun laws, but they don't enforce the gun laws that exist. And he said Hunter Biden should have been charged under those gun laws, and then talked about that why did it take 5 years, as you said, for the investigation that really popped out of what the interview was about on Fox, I think. And he's, again, just one of those hopefuls in the pack, but he's not pulling any big numbers. Nobody's pulling anywhere near the numbers that Donald Trump is pulling, no matter what the poll is, no matter who seems to put the poll up. So how about that? All right, one last one quickly. Let's go to this. This one is from Al, and Al says, "Hi, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you know this. It's so crazy what fast food places will do, but I am a big fan of making a run for the border. I probably go way more than I should a couple times a week. And imagine a taco pancake." Yeah, that is a new thing that is on the menu, not at Taco Bell, but at IHOP. So for as much as I make the run for the border, I was stunned in going to my local IHOP and finding out that the latest thing that they have going on is this taco pancake. And I was curious to taste it, actually, but they didn't have it where I was. But I guess they say they will have it next week. And I'm sure others, maybe in your listening audience, have actually tried it. And I was just curious if you had tried it. I like that you think, just take a shot out there, that I might have tried some taco pancakes. And it's funny about your run for the border comment, because the Hubs does the same thing a couple times a week. Yeah, those taco pancakes, they're available at IHOPs across the country until the 30th. I just can't imagine. I guess it would be kind of sweet and, I don't know. It just sounds yucky to me. UBI's coming up.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness, he is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook, or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney, at Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Ubiquitous bits of information, or simply put, fun facts. Jeremy Paulson, our technical maestro, joins us. And this is really a fun segment where we come up with things that'll just wow you, because there is so many fun facts that are floating around, and we're picking them out of thin air. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey. Hello.
Hello, hello. So I think yours has to do with fireworks, independence, that whole thing.
Yeah, I just did 4th of July since it was just 4th of July, basically.
Yeah.
Simple things. Most people should know these things. I don't know, did you know the 4th technically should be July 2nd?
Should technically be July 2nd.
Yeah.
I did know that.
That's when it was signed. It just wasn't published until the 4th.
Right.
So everyone calls it 4th of July. It should be July 2nd. 2nd of July.
Yeah.
4th of July sounds better, though, right?
It does. It does sound better because we're used to it.
And did you know when it became a federal holiday?
Ooh. I don't know. 50s?
It was 1870.
Oh, I was way off.
About 100 years after it was signed and published.
All right. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the only historical ones I have. The other ones are just funny, goofy stuff.
Let's hear the funny, goofy stuff.
How much do you think people spend on fireworks?
On fireworks? $100.
More than $1 billion.
Oh, all together, yeah. $1 billion, wow.
More than $1 billion are spent yearly on fireworks.
Wow.
Make sure what they spent this year. How they keep track of that stuff.
Yeah, that's a lot, but I'm not surprised. Look at all the stands that are set up and then the bigger displays. Yeah.
Another thing, how many hot dogs do you think people eat on the 4th of July?
Well, that's a heavy... 10 million hot dogs.
Over 150 million hot dogs.
Oh, wow.
Are consumed on the 4th of July.
Oh, my gosh, that's insane. 150 million?
That's what it says, yeah.
So you think that this is a country of over 300 million. That's a lot of hot dogs. That means a lot of, almost everyone's eating a hot dog. Where are the vegetarians? They're eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the last one was, during the Revolutionary War on the 4th, George Washington ordered a double ration of what to all the soldiers?
What was it?
He ordered a double ration of rum.
Ooh.
For all the soldiers for the 4th
nice.
Of July.
Nice.
So that
that's
leaves me
thing.
To say 4th of July, fireworks, hot dogs, and rum. That's like every 4th of July then, right?
Right. Yeah. That's the way to celebrate it.
Yeah,
to remember Washington and to get buy your fireworks. You can be part of the massive amounts of fireworks that are set off and the money that people make on fireworks. Yeah.
Yeah. Just patriotic fireworks, hot dogs, and rum.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, I love fireworks.
4th of July.
Yeah, I love fireworks. I didn't have a hot dog on 4th of July, but I did see fireworks, and because I'm in a new place, I think I talked about it on the air, but I got to see it from like a bridge area where I could look down to the right and left and see fireworks going off on all the beaches on the Gulf Coast as far as my eye could see.
Yeah, that last
one. So cool.
My last question would be, burger or hot dog, what would you rather have? I'd
burger.
Rather have a burger.
Me too.
Good old-fashioned cheeseburger.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I don't know why that is. I mean, I'm not anti-hot dog, but I definitely would lean toward burgers, yeah.
Well, every 4th of July, a place, I think it was New Hampshire, I remember, holds a hot dog eating competition. So.
Well, there's the famous Coney Island one.
Oh, maybe that's it, Coney Island.
Yeah, it's Coney Island is in New York, and I've talked to some of those eating champions, and like Joey Chestnut, and how many they mm-hmm. can eat, and it's insane how many... that tradition, how many hot dogs, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, and how many they can eat.
I'm going to start a 4th of July chain called Hot Dogs and Rum. And then
that would be good, but I don't know how it would do, but I like the name of it, Hot Dogs and Rum. Nice, clever. All right, so you're going to love mine because in a weird way, it definitely goes along with what you're talking about. Did you know, for everybody listening, that every 7 days there is a country in the world that celebrates its independence from the United Kingdom? And we just had our Independence Day from, of course, the British Empire. The Bahamas celebrates theirs on July 10th, so that's happening. Their independence happened in 1973. And you can go down the list is crazy when you think about, wow, the Brits, they were trying to colonize everything, British rule all over the place, and you realize how many places. So, if I go down the list of Independence Days and I think about it, for example, Belize, which was British Honduras before, their first year of independence was 1981. So there you go. There's so many.
Right before I was born.
Yeah, there you go. Wow. An 80s baby, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that makes me feel old. I don't know if anyone else out there feels old thinking about that. Thanks for that.
Was there any independence after?
80s? After 1980? Yes. Where was I? Did I find one? I found one that was... Oh, here it is. St. Kitts and Nevis. Their independence happened. So those islands, if you look them up, are pretty... 1983 was when they got their independence.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, because you can go way back and look at, you know, some of the early years of, like, Barbados, even in the 60s. 1966 is when they became free from British territories. But there's all these former British crown colonies that declared independence, too, and then actually restored British rule. So there were some of that that happened as well. But there were a lot of countries that got their independence. And I think it's crazy to think that every 7 days that's happening. I mean, that shows you again how incredibly, how many territories they invaded. And then you think of Ireland, and Ireland, part of Ireland gained its independence, but Northern Ireland is held by the British, is part of the British Empire. So you have sort of what they call free, or the Republic of Ireland, that does not follow, it has its independence, and then you have part of the country that is part of that British rule. But if you look at...
It's like the same up in Canada, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Part of Canada is like Britain.
Yeah, and then part isn't, and it's so... it's just so crazy, again, to wrap your mind around... Like British India, and people know about that. 1947, that's when their Independence Day is actually August 15th. So the actual day is August 15th when they celebrate it, and it's a very, very big deal, their Independence Day. Israel, so that used to be called Mandatory Palestine, and they celebrate on May 14th. The year was 1948 when that was the end of the British mandate. So that Palestine declared independence from Israel also, too, on the 15th of November, 1988. But just on the British side of it, it was 1948. And then, you know, you go to places like Jamaica. August 6th is their Independence Day. They make a big deal about it. 1962. And so here we have 4th of July. You think of the United States, you talked about it. It was supposed to be the 2nd, but our Declaration of Independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain is 1776. And British government recognized independence in 1783 with the Treaty of Paris. The 13 American colonies, that's where it all started. We all know that history, and it's a very big deal. 4th of July was a lot of fun. This was, too. Thanks, Jeremy.
You're welcome.
Be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.